This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Bubble yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We are going to be talking about how to trust again after you have been hurt, betrayed, cheated on, lied to, abandoned, and the list goes on. If you are a human being, if you have red blood, it is probably you. Because the truth is, no matter what you do, no matter how you try to protect yourself, you are going to be hurt or offended in one way or another. It is totally inescapable. And the crazy thing about trust is that you don't realize how much not trusting affects every area of your life. And I feel like I didn't realize how much of an untrusting person I was until I actually got into a serious relationship. And I thought I was the most trusting, open person in the world, but a relationship determined that was a lie. But the automatic reaction of being hurt is to not trust. So most people who have been hurt in one way or another, doesn't matter who it was, doesn't matter when it happened, doesn't matter who you was when it happened, you're going to hurt. You're going to stop trusting. Because let's think about it. Let's think about a child, for instance, right? You're 5 years old and you're so naive to the world. You've never really been hurt before, right? And then one wonderful evening, you decide to go and put your hand on an oven and you get burned, okay? So doing that action caused you pain, right? So then what happens in that child's mind? That child is probably never going to do that again. And every time the child looks at the oven, they're gonna have such bad feelings about it. It may even cause them fear, right? They may never even wanna go near the kitchen again, because every time they touch the thing, it reminds them of the pain, of the hurt that it caused them. And it's a bit like us, right? If you've been in relationships and you've been hurt, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times, it doesn't matter how many times, if you have experienced a hurt, you are going to be wary of the whole thing altogether. And I have a feeling that a lot of you may be at that point. You just don't want to try again. And a lot of people choose not to go into a relationship and stay on the outside, but because they still want their needs met, they will go into a hoe phase or go into situationships or go into something that's not too serious, because they've got the risk of playing it safe, as in not actually getting into a relationship, not actually committing to anybody, is actually going to protect them. And the main reason why we don't trust is because we want to preserve ourselves. It's called self-preservation. Self-preservation is that funny thing, right? On one hand, it actually works for you because it does keep you safe from harm, right? But on the other hand, it can really hold you back from actually committing. And I spoke about this when I talked about the difference between intuition and insecurity. Our intuition, our inner person, our spirit wants the best for us. So our intuition will whisper and say, this is not right, get out. But it will be a calming voice. Fear, on the other hand, has no evidence that this particular situation is going to be a bad one, but you jump out before you even get into it. And I remember before I actually got into a relationship with my partner, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be in a serious relationship. I'm not sure if what I'm experiencing is really what it is. I'm not sure that what I'm experiencing and the good that I'm feeling and the love that I'm feeling is really going to happen. Like, it's going to go all the way. I had that fear that I wasn't sure, right? So even though my partner never gave me any reason to doubt him in the beginning, I had preconceived fears and concerns and worries, and I wanted to preserve myself. Because one thing I don't talk about, the reason why I was single for a long time is because, one, I never found someone that I was worthy of me ever committing or claiming, period. And two, I always made sure I didn't give myself to them, right? I always made sure that the people that I was dating, I never gave myself to them. I barely gave them 50%. So now entering into a new relationship whereby this person is a safe place, me practicing only giving 50% or 40% to a person, I was still playing that same game. And I got into a new relationship, I was fearful, so I was testing, and I was testing to the point of destruction. If we spent 5 nights talking at the same time, texting at the same time, and one night he doesn't, I'm gonna be like, yo, what's going on? Like, is everything okay? Like, is everything okay? You're gonna tell me, right? You'll tell me if everything wasn't okay, right? So you kind of get into that mode of like fear. That's what it is, just fear. Like I was saying, what worked when I was dating unserious people wasn't gonna work when I was actually dating someone that was very serious about me. But right. Even though they were showing up their whole self, I wasn't showing up my whole self because I was still trying to keep parts of myself back. Being in a relationship for almost 2 years, I can't say that I fully gave myself to him in the first year, let alone the first month. It was probably a year, almost a year and a half in, where I actually said to myself, I'm going to give my all. Because before, I wasn't giving my all. I was pretending like I was giving my all. But when any little argument came up or any little disagreement came up, I was ready to jump ship. Like, I was literally ready to jump ship. But I think what always kept me in a relationship, even through the hard times, is his commitment. He was stable when I was unstable. And that's the kind of man that you need in order to feel safe in a relationship. So whether you have been hurt, abused, abandoned, mistreated, cheated on, lied to, taken advantage of, I'm gonna give you guys some tips on how you guys can love again, try again, trust again, even after all those things have happened, and it may still be very raw to you. So my first tip is to take your time. There is no rush to trust again. There's no rush to trust again. And we must, especially as women, understand that trust is not just freely given. Trust is earned, layer by layer, situation by situation, the person showing up, staying up, being consistent. These all build trust. I trust the chair that I'm sitting in because I've never sat down on it and it has collapsed. My chair has been consistent to me. I trust my chair because it hasn't failed me. It hasn't let me down, okay? So take your time with trusting. And I think a lot of women get hurt because they give their trust unearned. A person has to work for your trust. You can trust someone for the little things. You can trust someone enough to have a conversation with them. You can trust someone enough to go on a date with them. But to actually trust someone with your whole heart, your whole being, who you are, where you've been, that takes a lot of time for you to unravel your insecurities, for you to unravel your fears. That takes a lot of time. So tip number two, I would say, in how to learn to trust again, is to peel back your layers layer by layer. You got to see yourself as an onion, right? One layer goes down when the other person's layers go down. Your layer goes down when the other person's layer goes down. So you have to match the vulnerability. You have to match their vulnerability. You can't just be bleh, right? And that's why I'm so against people sharing their stories of abuse or sharing their stories of their past with strangers, people that they just met, because you can't trust everybody with the weight of who you are, with the story of where you've been. So you have to make sure that you're both being vulnerable and not just you, because that's how you get hurt, right? You strip off naked, butt naked. That other person still has their full clothes on. Imagine that. That person is still protected whilst you are exposed, and you don't want to do that. Layer by layer, take off a layer. Number three, how to trust again after you've been hurt. And this is for those who are going into a new relationship or those who are in a new relationship now. You need to make the person aware of your trust issues, right? You don't want to go into a relationship acting like you haven't got trust issues. You don't want to go into this relationship and blindsight the person. You want to let the person know that you've been through this. Like I said, after you both become vulnerable, you want to let the person know that you have trust issues, that you've been hurt in your past, whether that's by your ex or your father or your mother or your siblings or your friends. Whatever the hurt and whatever the pain is, make that clear and share your fears with that person. Let them know that it's hard for you to be vulnerable. It's hard for you to trust. It's hard for you to fully let your guard down. It's hard for you to trust them. And if that person is wise and sensible and has emotional intelligence, they will understand that it's not them, but it's you. It's your issue to sort out. But they can be there to support you. And the way that they can support you is by being consistent, saying what they're going to do and doing it, giving you no reason to doubt them. If someone's out here wiling, staying out late at night, hiding their phone, telling you not to worry about the ex, calling you crazy, that person's not a safe place. So you don't just trust. You don't just trust anybody. You trust people who have given you reason to trust them. And so the fourth thing I would say, and this is kind of maybe a little bit controversial, but men do all the time, okay? And the fourth thing I would say is to test that person, okay? But you don't test them to the point of pushing them away. You don't test them to the point of crazy or driving them crazy. Let's say I order something from Amazon, right? I've read the reviews, everything seems great. I open it up, but I test it out. You can't just use something one time and then go and write a review. You need to test that thing, test to see if it works, see how it works under different conditions. So I would say test the person, right? But not to the point of driving them crazy or driving them away. So it'll be little things like this. Hey babe, so I want you to call me this evening at this particular time. That's one test. If they pass the test, great, move on. Another test. And I'm not going to tell you what the test is. You figure out what the test is. But like I said, do not test them to the point of pushing them away. But you need to test before you trust. Number five, okay, how to trust again after you've been hurt. Understand this. 100% trust is reserved for God and God alone. He is the only reliable person and the only consistent person that we have on this earth. You should never trust any human being 100%. The Bible even says, cursed is the man who puts his trust in men. It says that we're like the breath, right? We're like air. We're like a vapor. We are not trustworthy completely. And even when we think that maybe God didn't come through for us, he didn't show up for us, he didn't answer our prayer, we understand this, that everything, all things are working together for the good of those who love God and for the good of those who trust him. God is the only person that you can trust first and then see the fruit of it, right? We don't offer trust first to other people. We make them earn it, right? God is the only person that we can trust fully first, fully put all of our weight on and know that he will show up. Let me give you a few examples of how you can trust God even when you feel like he let you down. Remember that time you lost your job? If you wasn't made redundant, if you did not lose your job, you would not have started that business. Remember when you were so hurt because you lost your mum or you lost your family member or you didn't know how you was going to go on because you lost a partner, a friend, whoever. If you did not lose your mum at such an early age, you may not have the same respect you have for women. You may have turned into a monster. Let's say if you wasn't bullied, harassed in school, you would not have the compassion that you have now for the underprivileged, for the disadvantaged, for the rejects. You wouldn't have the same compassion. So it's always a win-win situation. Whether God answers your prayer or he doesn't answer your prayer, it's always a win-win situation. And you can always trust him, because at the end of the day, everything is going to work out, right? So for the good, the bad, and the ugly, this mindset remains. God is good. When you have that mindset about God, everything falls into place. And even though our lives may go up like this and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, the truth, the line that goes for the middle, the line that consistency is God is good, period. Everything makes sense. However, we know that no matter how good people think they are, no man is God. No woman is God. No matter how much we like to think that we are, people will hurt you, and that is a fact. And it's usually unintentional most of the time. We are so busy in life thinking about numero uno. We are naturally a selfish person. For example, how many times have people come to you and told you that you have done something or you haven't done something that has hurt them? Was it intentional? Did you even realize? No, you didn't. So we have to really learn to give grace to people and allow them to be fully human, just how others allow you to be fully human. Most people that hurt us, it isn't even about us directly. Were we hurt in the process of their selfishness? Yes, we was. But did they set out to hurt you intentionally? Most of the time, probably not. Most people that hurt us in our lives are those people who are trying to work out their own trauma. And you getting hurt is a byproduct of them working out their own trauma. So we have to understand this. People hurting us is not a direct attack on us. It's not even about us most of the time. So it's not about you not being good enough or you not being blank enough. It actually has nothing to do with you. This is what happens when people put themselves first, the person that they were supposed to put first, the person they was meant to be loyal to, they was meant to trust, the person that they was meant to love, the person that they was meant to sacrifice for, actually becomes the sacrifice. That's what happens when you put yourself before other people that you're meant to love. You hurt them. So we're not excusing that behavior, but we are placing the blame where it needs to be, on them and not on us. Our worth does not decrease based on someone's inability to see it. I'm still worthy. You're still worthy. Your value is still the same as it was before you got hurt. Recognize that and remember that. So you can still be worthy of love, even if someone hurt you, cheated on you, abandoned you, overlooked you, abused you, didn't value you. You are still very much valuable, sis. And don't you forget that. And from this understanding, we can begin the healing process. And I want you to know one thing about healing. Healing is not linear. It does not go in a straight line. One moment you're passing the exam, the next moment you're flunking the test. Healing does not happen overnight. It is a process. So they say hindsight is 20/20, right? In 2 years, you'll look back and you'll realize what hurt you then has no effect on you right now. Even though right now it's crushing you, it still hurts so bad. It's still very raw. I always think in 2 years increments. I always think that in 2 years, this is not going to bother me. So let me go through the process. Let me trust the process of my healing. And you have to understand this. You are not a victim, okay? And a lot of us believe the lie of victimhood, of being powerless. You have a lot of power. You have the power to actually change the narrative of your story. Yes, that happened to you, but the power comes from what you choose to become after that has happened to you. That's where the real power lies in. The power does not lie in you saying, oh, woe is me, this happened to me. We're not victims, we're victors. We have to have this understanding in order for us to level up, for us to change our situation. Our story is true. We validate that. But the story that we want to write, we need to focus on that. You can't keep living life looking in the rearview mirror. You must look ahead. And so if the truth has the power to set you free, imagine what a lie would do to you. It will keep you bound. And a lot of us are bound by the lies that we're telling about ourselves. I'm not good enough. He did this to me because I wasn't good enough, because I wasn't thin enough, I wasn't thick enough, I didn't have the right face, I didn't have the right shade, I didn't have the right complexion. He did this to me because it's me. No, he did it to you because it was him. He hurt you because it was him. So we must release those lies about ourselves, because I can tell you right now, it's a damn lie. Whatever lie you're believing, it's a lie. The lie is designed to keep you bound, to keep you trapped in a cycle. And so the final step to trusting again, even when you've been hurt, is this: to trust. Just trust. You have to trust like you've never been hurt before. Yeah? But that's the process of love. Love is not pain, but a lot of pain comes with loving someone. But you have to understand, you have to open yourself up to love, to trust again, because you don't know what making that one decision today can do for your future. Let's stop trying to self-preserve and let's jump out and grow our wings on the way down. Like I said, make sure the person that you're going to trust is a trustworthy person. Make sure that person has proved to you their trust. Don't just give it freely. Test the person. See. Give it time, right? Unravel, become vulnerable, let the person become vulnerable. But you have to make a decision today that you're going to trust like you've never been hurt before. And like I said, it's not about giving 100% trust. It's about giving most of yourself, enough of yourself, in order for the person that you're with to feel safe with you. Because when you're with someone and you don't trust them, they can't trust you because they don't feel safe because you don't trust them, right? Imagine being with someone that doesn't trust you. You're not going to feel safe, right? Everything that you do for them is going to fall at the bottom. So we have to learn to trust and be open even when we have been hurt. And I talk about trust, it's not just relationship. I've noticed a thread in my life of not trusting, okay? And it's held me back in a lot of ways. Trusting people, trusting friends, trusting God. Trust is a central part of our human existence. Trust is what's going to propel us into the future.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.